This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Christians, Hanukkah, and Judaizers. Now, I think this is a very important conversation to have, especially since I do believe that of the largest threats facing the church, I do believe that Judaizing, the sort of Christian Zionism heresy, and a lot of the foreign influence is up there. I don't think it's number one, but I do think it would make a top five. So we're going to discuss Judaizing and Hanukkah today. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. Link in the description below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. We also have a free newsletter as well. So I guess the start of this is this giant, grotesque menorah that was lit in Washington, D.C. It's huge, and it's very reminiscent of the Hindu statue that they were building in Texas, or is it North Carolina? But either way, these very grotesque idols that are being erected in the United States to worship foreign gods. And this is no different. A Christian should feel the same way about this as they do about Muslim prayer calls, as they do about Hindu monkey statues. They're virtually all the same. And this got a lot of controversy, obviously. A lot of people came out of the woodworks to attack me for that opinion, but it is indeed historic Christian teaching. Nevertheless, just a little background on my perspective in all of this. So, you know, if you grew up and you went to public schools in the late 90s, early 2000s, you probably remember that, you know, they would do lessons in like kindergarten or something like that. That's my lesson. My memory is from either kindergarten or preschool. Very early memory for me to have of this kind of indoctrination from public schools. And the public school indoctrination kind of went like this. You were taught about Christmas, and then you were taught about these other holidays that are just as important. You know, they occur around the same time of year. You learn about Hanukkah. You know, even though less than 2% of the United States celebrates it, you still have to learn about it. And then also Kwanzaa. And I get that black people are around 13%, but I don't even think 13% of that 13% celebrates Kwanzaa, and yet you are forced as a public school student to learn about these extracurricular holidays that, you know, have nothing to do with anything, and they're treated as equal in that setting. And additionally, you know, this is all the whole push of multiculturalism, which was a public school push. It was a huge public school push in multiculturalism. Like, that's, you know, that was the wokeness back in that day. Obviously, you know, it's political correctness, there's multiculturalism. And then it, you know, you saw the more advanced stuff come out later on. But nevertheless, even back then, the liberal woke indoctrination was highly prevalent. And, you know, at, you know, the winter recital for like a chorus or whatever, would do a Hanukkah song in there as well. So a lot of elevation of what I called fake holidays. Now, why am I calling Hanukkah and Kwanzaa fake holidays? Hanukkah, you know, is a reminiscent of the feast of dedication for the Second Temple, or rededication, I should say, following the Maccabees and their successful revolt against the Seleucids, which is a Greek empire that occupied, like, Persia. So, you know, Alexander the Great, general split, stuff like that. Along those lines, there is no Second Temple. So reminiscing about a Second Temple that Christ destroyed, there's no need for it. It's not a tradition that should be continued, especially with Christ being, you know, the high priest and the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Our body's now a temple. So with that said, you know, the big comeback is Jesus celebrated Hanukkah. But at the moment, that's not exactly very clear. Starting in John chapter 9, but going into verse chapter 10, Jesus occurs during the Feast of Dedication. And during this, the Hanukkah celebrators, the lauded Hanukkah celebrators, want to murder Jesus. It says in verse 31, the Jews pick up stones again, not even the first time that night, to stone him. So this is Jesus asserting his deity. If anything, Jesus maybe is being a provocateur. I mean, this is his teaching about my sheep hear my voice, and the shepherd. That's what's going on here. And that obviously provokes a response. The people say, hey, tell us, are you the Christ or not? Tell us. And, you know, Jesus lets them have it. And thus, they want to kill him. If anything, Jesus is a little bit of a disruption to the Hanukkah celebration. But what Hanukkah was then is not what Hanukkah is now. J.D. Hall, who's going to be appearing on the channel very soon, he did a nice thread on Hanukkah being a fake holiday. He says, everyone knows Hanukkah, the Hanukkah miracle. One day of oil burned for eight. God intervene. Yip, yip, yahoo. But there's just one problem. That didn't actually happen at all. And what we know from the Jewish texts themselves, it's all made up. So, again, they're not necessarily celebrating the rededication of the temple because they don't have a second temple to celebrate. So they've changed what the celebration actually is. There's a new narrative because, yes, they can celebrate a military victory like this is Cinco de Mayo, which also is a fake holiday. You know, Corona loves that. But, you know, you're celebrating, you know, Battle of Pueblo, in which the Mexicans lost like 3 weeks later. But anyway. Moving on in the thread, the actual historical accounts of Hanukkah are found in 1st and 2nd Maccabees, and they describe the revolt, the temple rededication, the fighting, the politics, the forced circumcisions. They are all incredibly detailed on the facts, and yet they mention no oil miracle at all. Weird, right? He says, that's right. There's no supernatural oil supply, no divine intervention. The eight-day celebration is explained, but without any reference to an oil miracle. Josephus retells a story in the first century, still no oil miracle. The Mishnah mentions it, but no oil miracle. The oil miracle shows up centuries later in the Babylonian Talmud, compiled roughly 600 to 700 years after the events. That's the first reference to it in history. Why all of a sudden? It's a rabbinic rehab of the holiday. It was originally supposed to celebrate the Jewish nationalism and the rededication of the temple. Imagine what a buzzkill that was when God destroyed the temple and ended the Jewish nation. It needed a new twist to make sense. So that is the long and short of it. And definitely keep up with J.D. Hall. He's doing a lot of good work here. But again, that is the narrative. That's the Hanukkah narrative that you're taught when it comes to, you know, the multiculturalism push in American public schools, as well as even in the church. Christ, you know, and, you know, one person who's Jewish, I don't know if they're a Judaizer or not, but, you know, if Jesus was alive today, he'd be celebrating Hanukkah or Chanukah. And again, Christ is alive today. And I would argue he doesn't. And then obviously Bryson Gray got in on this. And he says, Hanukkah is in the Bible, Christmas is not. Which one is fake? And Christmas is in the Bible. And we have to remember that. One of the biggest attacks and rebuttals that I'm getting is an attack on Christmas, which is a celebration of Christ and his incarnation, a profound miracle that has extensive coverage in the scriptures, specifically Matthew and Luke, but also the Old Testament. This is worth celebrating. Now, it's a bit of a Roman thing to celebrate birthdays, as I understand it. But other than that, the Redditards want to associate Christmas with a Roman festival of paganism, and that's just more myth than actual fact. Go back to Reddit. It's down the hall to the left. Go back to Reddit. But anyway, the idea that Hanukkah is somehow biblical, but Christmas is not, that is an interesting stand that Judaizers are making. But something that is also very apparent is that a lot of these Judaizers do not believe Jesus is God, which is the central claim of the Gospels, is that Jesus is God. Going back to the John chapter 10 that I just referenced, the Jews wanted to stone Jesus because he claimed to be the Messiah. He claimed to be God. So they wanted to kill him for it. And that's ultimately what they killed him for later on. So the central claim of the gospel is that Jesus is God. Thus, that makes the atonement, resurrection all make sense. The authority to forgive sins, the authority to die for sins, all hinges on Jesus being God. It is a central teaching of the gospel, or it's a central claim of Jesus Christ, is that he is God. He is the Messiah. He is God. And yet, the Judaizers ultimately, the further down this rabbit hole you get, the more they deny the deity of Christ. They may be Unitarian. You know, they'll claim that Yahweh has no son, type of thing. Bryson Gray explicitly rejects the Trinity. A couple other comments that, you know, maybe are from his ilk, also defend the Trinity as well. They despise the writings of Paul. Stuff like that. And that's one of the dangers of Messianic Judaism and the Judaizers in general. They reject the Holy Trinity. They reject Christology, the deity of Christ. And honestly, I would go so far as to venture that a lot of this is a foreign operation inside the church. But then again, all of, you know, let's zoom out from Judaizers to dispensationalism. Dispensationalism is foreign. It came from the British. John Nelson Darby, the British. The Scofield Bible was printed in the British place. Oxford, I believe. And then now it's propped up by Israeli spending foreign dollars. So it came from the UK, and now it's propped up by the Israelis. So that's not a good sign. It's a foreign theology, and it's a foreign holiday. And it, you know, again, in America, we celebrate Christmas. I know that there are Puritans that disagree. I don't care. We celebrate Christmas. Puritans were wrong on that. But anyway, this is just, I wanted to highlight the dangers of Judaism or Judaizing and elevating false religions to an equal status of Christianity in society. So That's what I want to talk about today. My name is Ray, this is the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day, stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.